Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I'm at chapter 5, The World That Then Was. Remember I told you that I had kind of two streams that were flowing together. I was studying on the glory of God, and then I was studying on the power in the blood over the enemy. And somehow these two streams found a way of flowing in one river as I was teaching my Sunday school class in the Friends Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Many of them had been born again even during the charismatic move. So I decided that they need to know the overall plan of God. So we started at the book of Genesis. And at the same time, I'm thinking about the blood of Jesus, and studying on the glory of God. From the start of our Sunday school class journey, beginning at the beginnings, light shined upon questions I'd had since childhood but was afraid to ask. Why did God make the devil anyway? Didn't he know he was going to cause me all this trouble? How old is Earth? How long has man lived on it? Is science right? Are the preachers right? While I would not be dogmatic about some of these things, they enlightened me as to our ability always to triumph in Christ Jesus over the enemy. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Only God could sum up so much in so few words. For everything the Bible's opening verse includes would fill volumes the world could not contain. But what it does not include is what happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 2, Genesis 1:2. And the world was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God did not create the earth, quote, without form and void. That state of things came later. The original language of the Bible reveals this to us. In Hebrew, the words are, that we've translated, without form and void, are the rhyming words of tohu vabohu. A Hebrew English lexicon defines them as tohu means formlessness, confusion, unreality, emptiness, chaos, and waste. Bohu means emptiness. Va is simply the word for and. Tohu va bohu. When I taught along these lines at a Bible school in Munich, a German woman helped me with the definition of this phrase. Her eyes lit up with understanding when I said the Hebrew words, tohu va bohu. We know what tohu va bohu means, she spoke out loudly. We use that saying. We got it from the Jews. It's like this. You clean your house perfectly. It is spotless. Then you walk down the hall and open the door to your teenager's room and you scream, "This place is tohu va bohu. Clean it at once." God did not create earth a formless, confused, empty, chaotic mess. Such a creation would not meet the biblical criteria for God's work. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "God's work is perfect." Psalm 111:3 says, God's work is glorious. So it couldn't be tohu va bohu. The Bible provides its own commentary on tohu va bohu. We will examine two passages which give further revelation to the first two verses of the Bible. The first specifically states that God did not make earth tohu. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not, our English Bible says, in vain, but the Hebrew word is, he created it not tohu. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, there is none else. In other words, he formed it to be inhabited. He did not make it tohu. He did not make it an empty, chaotic wasteland. God created earth in a state of glorious perfection. It's the only way he does any work. Planet Earth fell into the chaotic ruin described in the Bible's second verse. The Hebrew word translated was in Genesis 1:2 is very enlightening. I now know, since I studied Hebrew, that it's the word haya. The lexicon gives the basic meaning of this verb as it came to pass, it came to be. Further definition includes it happened, it occurred, it came to pass. With the meaning of so it came to pass, the King James translates the word and it was so in Genesis 1:7, 9, 11, 15, 24, and 30. In many places, the King James Version translates this word, haya, and it came to pass. Genesis 12:14 is one of them. So, the first two verses of the Bible can be translated as well. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth became tohu vabohu, without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth became that way. E.W. Bullinger's comments in the Companion Bible state it like this. Earth was not created tohu, as proved by Isaiah 45:18, but it became tohu. Something catastrophic happened between the first and second verses of Genesis. Millions, perhaps billions of years lie between them. Someone has said, as long as true science requires. God created Adam around 6,000 years ago, but Earth, I believe, is much older. Science now estimates it, and at the time I wrote the book, they were estimating it to be 4 billion years old. I think now they think older, I'm not sure. But as long as real science requires. That's not long in God's eyes. The day the dinosaurs died. Bullinger's note on Genesis 1:1 reads, "The world that then was." In the beginning, God created the world, and it's called, by Bullinger, the world that then was. For 2 Peter 3:5 and 6 speaks of the world that then was. Creation in eternity past, to which all fossils and remains belong. Earth, we are told, was habitable when God created it. Isaiah 45:18. Dinosaurs may have been part of what Peter called the world that then was. We know they were here long, long ago. A big question among scientists is, what happened to the dinosaurs? A wide range of theories, some of them quite funny, were put forth to answer this question. But recently, I didn't put this in the book, but some of them said, well, they grew too large to have sex. And others had to do with not enough to eat, this and that. But a wide range of theories, some of them quite funny, were put forth to answer the question, what happened to the dinosaurs? But recently, when I wrote the book, many scientists had agreed on a theory that the last of the dinosaurs died on one cataclysmic day. They believe that a widespread mass extinction of animal life occurred when an asteroid collided with Earth. It is possible they are coming closer to the truth than they realize, because there indeed was one cataclysmic day. I believe it was the day Lucifer fell. For the Word of God gives us another passage using tohu vabohu. And that's how you interpret the Bible. You see where those words were used in another place. Tohu vabohu from Genesis 1 verse 2 is also used in Jeremiah 4:23. The exact phrase, tohu vabohu, without form and void. Jeremiah is a prophet. And God, who sits, we are told, in 57th chapter of Isaiah, he dwells in eternity. So he can take a prophet and he can let a prophet see any point in time or in eternity. So Jeremiah, he let him see back. I beheld, writes Jeremiah, Jeremiah 4:23, I beheld the earth and lo, it was, or it became, tohu vabohu, without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet I will not make a full end. God calls the prophet Jeremiah to look into the past and see the day when judgment fell on the earth that then was. And earth became tohu vabohu, for the prophet clearly describes a horrifying sight, a horrifying day when, quoting Jeremiah, light was removed. God removed earth's light, not just its natural light. He removed himself. God is light, we are told. He removed himself from dealings with earth. Jeremiah's statement, life was nowhere to be found. Even the birds were gone. My comment, of course, when God removed the light of life, every creature died in an instant. If you would remove the light, God's light, or the light of the sun, everything would stop. Jeremiah's statement, mountains and hills shook. My statement, I've wondered if this could have been when fault lines first occurred. Surely God didn't make earth with cracks under California or Missouri. Jeremiah's statement, all the cities were destroyed. My statement, all, not some. Evidently, the world that then was, as Peter called it, had cities. Via God's supernatural system, which far surpasses telecommunications of today, the prophet watched a replay of their violent destruction. What caused such total devastation in the earth? The presence of the Lord, verse 26 says, by his fierce anger. John G. Lake said, the presence of God is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. Something happened that made God angry. What made God so angry? It was a rebellion so great, it split the angelic hosts. A revolt against God led by the most beautiful being God had created, the archangel Lucifer. We shall look tomorrow at the fall of Lucifer. Shalom. Until then, you can get my book, The Blood and the Glory. I think it'll help out a lot of young people studying these things. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And you can go, or you could go on billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And maybe include an offering for our radio broadcast, which is also archived. You can check the archives of the radio and you can catch up with us. We began this session, this is now Wednesday. We began it Wednesday of last week, the previous week. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.